Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended, where we extend the conversation from my AM 1220 KDOW and iHeart Radio show. We're here for you. We will talk about it to you today. So this show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine here in Silicon Valley. Thank you for tuning in to today's radio show. I appreciate your listenership. Hello to all of our international listeners out there. Thank you for tuning in here to Silicon Valley. Broadcasting live today. Blog Talk Radio Extended. And make sure you tune in to my Friday night show live on AM 1220 KDOW and iHeart Radio. I am live here in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, and around the world. And we talk about a lot of great information that supports, really, it supports the dreamer. I'm big on ownership. If you're a professional, I'm big on advancing in your respective areas. So tune in on Friday nights, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge Radio, and or you can find me on iHeartRadio. I want to talk about cool tools. We are hearing a lot about some of our states here in the States are opening up 100% with their businesses, and the reality is soon, I believe that we will be COVID-free. And those that were able to pivot, businesses that were able to pivot during the onset of the pandemic, great. A lot of businesses were lost or shut down, over 60% of businesses throughout the United States. And this is really a time to get your business prowess back and get in the saddle or start up. Oddly enough, recessions, downturns, economic slumps are really great opportunities and times to launch businesses. And so maybe you are thinking launching. And so I'm going to talk a little bit today about strategies, the digital strategies or the digital realm becoming the place to be. So you go digital or go home. And when I say digital, I'm talking all things digital that you can utilize online to be able to bring some uniqueness to your products online, mobile, everything. So think in the broader sense in terms of what you can do with your digital opportunities. So with that being said, I'm going to share some of my favorite cool tools. I'm like a cool tool junkie, if I can say it that way. I probably have too many cool tools, but and sometimes I'll hang on to them even though we may not be using them at the moment, at the time that I begin to maybe subscribe to something and you kind of want to have it when you need it. And yes, you want to keep as much money in your arsenal as possible. But sometimes if you don't pull the trigger on things, you won't get back to it. If you're paying for it, you're more apt to get to using that tool. and some of the tools out there for businesses, small businesses, authors, speakers, Zoomineers, is that a thing? Zoominatis, Zoomsters, Zoom. You know, when I was growing up, we used to watch this TV show, kids show, Zoom, 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 and they had this little song that went along with it. I'm not going to sing it for you because I stay in my lane. I am not a singer, so I will spare you the ear soreness. But so there's all of these resources out there, and some of the great resources I think that are easy use tools like Canva. Canva is like really cool. Canva, you can look fantastic and wow anyone. I have, if you're a business and you want to do business with your state and you have to do a capability statement, Canva is a really great tool for you to put together a capability statement that would wow your state. You know, you've done your registration paperwork and you're having an opportunity to work with them in the state of California. The state of California is mandated to do some business with our small businesses, and they do about $9 billion a year in procurement. And about 25%, 20 to 25% of that, they must mandate it, meet their metrics to do business with small businesses. And then about another 3% or so with veterans, those that are disabled veterans. And so Canva can make you look super-licious. Is that a word? I'm making up words on today's show. That's just the way it is. This is Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW radio personality here in Silicon Valley, extending it on Blog Talk Radio, Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, and this is the Business on the Edge extended show. So Canva, check out Canva. That's a really cool tool. I think that's fantastic for you. But some of the things that you want to know about in our news, in fact, Forbes has put out some information in January, yes, trends, the top five digital transformation trends in 2021 for small and mid-sized businesses. And let's just put this in perspective for those that don't know. When you think of small businesses, you're always thinking about the mom and pop. Come on. You've got multi-millionaires and possibly billionaires. That's a small business, believe it or not, in terms of size. The Small Business Administration considers a small business, and they may be redefining that, but for now, a small business is 500 or less employees, or 499. I like to say 1 to 499 because it tips over once you hit that 500 mark and you become a mid-sized business here in the U.S. And so some of the trends that Forbes is talking about, wouldn't you know it, number one here, take advantage of mobile cloud computing offers. Trending. Cloud-based services. Whether it's an email, so you might be on MailChimp, Constant Contact, storage or productivity, they're suggesting resources. If your business is not digital, and I like to say, if you're not digital, you're kind of analog, you're kind of that old school. I did it this way because my daddy did it this way. My mama told my daddy to do it this way. My grandfather did it this way, and my great grandfather did it this way, all the way back to Adam and Eve. And so I'm saying you will make your business irrelevant, and that may be why you had some challenges. Could be on the onset of the pandemic, trying to make that pivot in and maybe getting online to become provide e-commerce buying on your website. What else does Forbes talk about? Leverage. the power of the Internet of Things. The Internet of Things empowers businesses. Solve your problems in interesting and unique ways. Solve your problems uniquely. And so IoT, Internet of Things. And if you want this particular article, you can email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and I will send this article over to you so you can read it in its entirety. And if you're a business owner, you should be asking questions. You should be constantly learning. You should be a lifelong learner, and that includes authors are, even if you have not officially set up a business and you've written a book and you're selling your books on Amazon, you are a business owner. But I will send this link to you and the resources that I'm talking about today, like Canva, canva.com. It's not hard to get to. You probably have seen the commercials. I like Canva. And if you are not great at creating slide decks, again, Canva is a lifesaver. And there's some other great tools out there in terms of creating really cool slide decks. I don't necessarily use Canva for that because there's some slide geeks and things like that that are out there. You can do a search and get some high slides and get some really cool dynamic PowerPoint slides. Anyway. So, and I'll send you that information as well. Just let me know. Email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz, and I will get you some cool tools. So I hope everyone's doing great today. This is where we talk about it. I'm kind of laid back. You know what's nice about this show is that it's kind of like the difference between being at home versus going to the big event, right? You're at home in your throwback sweatshirt, sweats, jeans, flip-flops, that going to the park mode. That's what we do here. So get connected to cool tools. And I can't say this enough. And Forbes, let me just applaud you right there on the focus on data and analytics. Small businesses, the mom and pops, the startups, the businesses that, well, we call them when they're not really sure and they're kind of figuring things out or maybe just playing around. We call it a hobby. If it's still a hobby, you've got business owners out there that they don't really want to look at the data. Look at the data. Look at the analytics. So you can scooch that bottom line up, boost that bottom line. It's so amazing. You want the rewards. I want to be a billion-dollar company. I don't want to do the work, though. What? Say what now? What? Good luck with that. Good luck with that. If you don't do the work and you don't want to do the work, do not email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz or on the edge at businessontheedge.biz is my radio email. You can get me there. And then our magazine, Communications and Digital Media. Digital Media is the coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz. This is Margaret Jackson, radio show personality, 4 a.m. 1220 KDOW, small business personality on iHeartRadio. Hopefully bringing you some information that will support your growth and benefit. Like you authors out there that you have written your book and you have like 5,000 sitting in your garage, 500 sitting in your garage or your storage,
Need to get those books, get that information online, digital, and let people purchase from you, maybe on Amazon. And just ways of cutting your costs, cutting out that middleman, that digital middleman, even with Amazon, seriously. Seriously, if you can sell your books from your website, put a gate on it, you can create the full ROI. You can gain that full ROI on your books. And, of course, hopefully you have a digital version of that book. I love both. I like heavily digital books, but I love, I'm sitting in my office right now. I love real books. I love touching books. I love literature. I love to sit down. I've got a little corner in my office, my home office here, that I have a nice chair and an ottoman that I can sit in the corner. I've got a big window. I can look out in my backyard and read. Pick up a book and read. The strain sometimes on your digital world, you want to have some moderation in that. You don't overdo it with your eyes, but we do. And by the way, here's a cool tip. This is a cool tip. This is a sideways tip. All of the digital and we're hearing about the Zoom fatigue. One of the things that I do to save my eyes is I keep eye drops next to me. And when they're in my eyes, because you're not blinking as much, so get you some eye drops, some Visine or something to renew and keep your eyes moist there. That is not digital, but that is practical when you are looking to digital. So 2021 digital marketing trends that will impact your small business. This is the Small Business Bonfire, a cool website. One of my favorite websites, though, smallbiztrends.com. Smallbiztrends.com is a great place to be. I've got about 11 minutes before I'm out of here. If you want to call in and tell me about a cool tool, digital tool that you're using, call me at 516-531-9868. That is 516-531-9868. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to share a couple more of my cool tools with you, just kind of hanging out with you today. I hope you're all chill today. Be safe out there. I know that the changes around the country, still use some wisdom and be safe. I know I'm fatigued, the indoors, not being able to do, kind of that cabin fever, but use wisdom and keep yourself safe and healthy. Let's go to a commercial break and I'll be back in just a moment.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
I am back. Small Business Concierge Magazine. Go out and check us out on issue.com. Or you can go out to our website at smallbusinessconcierge.biz and check out our magazines. A lot of great articles out there for you to read. And businesses to connect with. Connect with small businesses. We have the Advantage membership that small businesses connect with. And they are listed in our magazine. And they are the writers of the articles, the thought leaders. Great information out there. Or you can also, like I said, connect with them and buy from them or create a partnership. Collaboration. Small businesses sometimes don't like to collaborate, and you are missing out on opportunities if you are not collaborative in your business. So make sure you're collaborating other cool tools. Formsite. I love Formsite. Formsite is a great platform for you to create forms, and you can connect them with your pay tool like PayPal if you're using PayPal. Well, Formsite has its own pay tool inside it, but you can use it with PayPal. And it's a great way for you to have that point of sale on your on your website. Customers can fill out forms if you need information, and then they can purchase. You can send them a response, and it tracks your purchases and tracks your customers inside of Formsite. Very cool tool. Dropbox, everyone knows, but Dropbox. Dropbox is a great tool for working with your teams, working with another great tool is Monday.com, but working with your teams, getting information uploaded, downloaded for us with a small business concierge magazine. We use Dropbox a lot with our creatives to make sure that we are getting that magazine out to you. Constant Contact or an email system, MailChimp. I have a love-hate relationship with eBlast. And we don't eBlast too often, and we're probably going to start doing it more, though, probably once a week or so. We do it for sure once a month. But there's so much content coming to you in your email, just like content overload. And crazy enough, I'm guilty of subscribing to things sometimes that I think I want at the moment. And then I'm like, who is this? What did I didn't sign up for this. So, you know, if you're going to use, and I definitely recommend using, of course, some sort of email tool resource to connect with your network and your customers. But be mindful that there is content overload when it comes to emails. And so if you're going to send something out, make it worth the send for sure. What else? Podcasting. Blog Talk Radio, all of these different screencast-o-matic, all of these visuals and audio tools, Vimeo, YouTube. You got to get digital. You got to get digital. Get digital with your business. Get digital with your business. I was talking before we went on break there. And I think the statistic is like 71%. Yes, 71% of marketers believe video content brings better conversion rates to your business. 54% of consumers want to see more videos about products to guide their purchasing decisions. And this is two of the points in the 2021 digital marketing trends that will impact your small business. And again, if you want any of the links that I'm talking about, email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz. I'll send them over to you, or you can email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and I can get them to you from there. And remember, tune into my show on Friday nights, live, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, here in the Bay Area. KDOW Radio is the number one business and finance network in Silicon Valley Bay Area. And we are also on iHeartRadio. And, of course, we have the internet stream. So we've got satellite internet stream. You can listen live on that satellite stream, or you can listen if you're here locally in the Bay Area. You can, in our nine Bay Area counties, you can certainly tune in there as well. 4 minutes. What else? SurveyMonkey is great. SurveyMonkey looks like they're now, you could purchase each month that $35 or $36 a month. I think now you have to do that annual spend, which I'm not a fan of not having the choice of annual versus that monthly, because sometimes you need that. You pay a little bit more for that monthly spend, but it helps the small guy. It helps the little guy. It helps the mom and pop. It helps the startup business that doesn't have a lot of capital to spend. I like LinkedIn Sales Navigator. What? Who has $70 a month to spend as a small business? Great place to develop relationships, develop leads, campaign, and develop relationships. You want to develop relationships. In this digital world, you want to develop relationships. Like this relationship that I'm developing with you, I'm asking you to connect with me. I don't know where you're at. I don't know who you are, but you can email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Let me know what you're doing. Or you can connect with me on my social channels, LinkedIn. Margaret Jackson, connect with me out there on LinkedIn. I get a lot of messaging on LinkedIn and a lot of requests to come on the show. So on the Kate Al show, we're going to do more guests here on the Blog Talk radio show, get some of our small businesses in so you can learn about what they're doing as well. I love helping the small businesses get the word out on their businesses. Shop small, like American Express, SMUC. Shop small. And by the way, it is Women's History Month. Women's History Month. So celebrating women who have come before us and celebrating women who are doing dynamic and wonderful things all over the world. Happy Women's History Month. Don't hate, guys. Support your daughters. Support your mothers. Support the entrepreneurial and support the dream that is inside her to achieve. So let's get her to that next level. It's important to push. It's important. We need some cheerleaders. We've been cheering on our sons, our husbands, our fathers. Cheer her on. She needs some cheering. So those are some of the cool tools, digital tools, get connected to digital resources. I'm connected to lots of digital resources that are out there that keeps me informed. You do the same, build your business strong. You can, but you have to be digitally prepared. And if you're not, get prepared and bring people alongside of you that can help you with that. A younger generation that maybe you're intimidated with technology. That's okay. You don't have to do it. Bring someone else, pay someone else to do it. Get some interns, get some college students who want the opportunity to learn. Pay them. They're not free. And if you're in the United States, it is watch your laws on how you're using internships and all of that. But be good to someone. Email me at coach@smallbusinessconcierge.biz. I'll get this information to you. So great, so good and great and hanging out with you. Have a great, great afternoon.